Welcome to The Way to My Personal Independence, the official podcast to the blog. It is November 7th, 2018, just 3 days after the ICC weekend in Antwerp, Belgium, has officially come to an end. And my special thanks goes to ICC Belgium for a very unforgettable and typical ICC experience. Furthermore, I led the workshop Traveling Abroad together with Silke and Eddie again, which was also a very nice thing. We learned a lot of new stuff as well from our participants, and I hope that they also took advantage of what we could share with them. Anyways, during the last workshop session on Sunday morning, I was able to record an interview together with Alice, one of our participants from the UK. And Silke and Eddie were also joining us later on for a talk as well. And we basically just talked about the workshop in general, how valuable it was for all of us, and we also happened to talk about some topics we have been discussing during the workshop, and we're then afterwards talking about more closely. And therefore I find it worth it to be featured on the podcast, and my special thank you shout out again goes to Silke, Eddie, and our participant Alice, who joined me for a few minutes more after the workshop, therefore having lunch a little later. But I can tell on behalf of all of us that we had lunch later on. It was, at least from my side, very delicious. And anyways, without further rambling, I would like to now present the interview to you, and I hope you enjoy listening.
I'm Alice. I live near London, so I'm quite used to London. I'm quite used to getting the trains and dealing with how busy it is. But I have no experience of travelling abroad alone, and I wanted to do this workshop because something that I really wanted to do, but I didn't know how to go about as a visually impaired person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you gave some really helpful tips, especially like the navigation apps. I think I could find them very helpful.
Are you an iPhone user or an Android user?
Yeah, an iPhone user, like yourself.
Probably the better performance. No, I have an Android myself, and I must admit...
Oh, I thought you were an iPhone user.
Like, I have an iPhone, but my secondary phone is an Android, because otherwise I cannot use the navigation belt. So I somehow have to cope with Android, and I must say iPhone will always be my primary one. But what were you expecting from the workshop, apart from the experience you got in that workshop so far?
I was expecting it to be less vague than it was, so I was expecting not to get as much use out of it. What do you mean by what were you expecting?
When you chose the workshop, you probably expected something out of the workshop, maybe like learning something new about traveling abroad, traveling in general.
I wasn't expecting so many like blind or visually impaired people to do it completely alone. I wasn't sure if it was possible.
Okay, so what would be your final review from the workshop?
I found it really helpful. The only thing I would say is I'm not really sure about couch surfing and whether I'd ever do that. For me, it just seems a bit, I don't know, a bit weird, but I would be open to trying it because obviously you've tried it and you've had a good experience with it. But it's just something that no one's ever really suggested before.
Well, I knew it from people like Pavel from Poland, who was also here.
Mm-hmm.
But it also took me quite a long time to get confident with that. I got confident maybe in wherever you are from in the UK, there might be a local couchsurfing event where you can meet travelers or local hosts. So you can like get to know them and kind of like get to know the couchsurfing community. And maybe this also might help you to get confident. Otherwise, it might also not be the wrong decision to do it with a friend or another person that you trust.
Oh yeah, never.
Because
do that.
you don't have to travel on your own. You can state how many people you are. Like I stated in my public trip that we were four travelers in Copenhagen, and yeah. everything worked fine.
So you had no problems, you had a good experience with it?
So far I haven't had a bad experience with couchsurfing, but might happen because they're just like normal individuals having their habits,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll consider it. It just, I don't know, it seems a bit...
How old are you now?
18.
Yeah, well, you're still like... I also started couchsurfing with 20, nearly 21. Nevertheless, the age doesn't really matter. It definitely takes some time to get confident with this thing because it's indeed quite an interesting challenge to stay at a complete foreigner's place. I mean, at some point you get to know them or the host, but it indeed takes a longer while to get confident with all that. So I wouldn't blame you.
Yeah, it just seems a bit out there, I don't know. Would you ever consider it, either of you? Well, I know you've done it. Would you ever do it, Eddie?
Yeah.
I've only visited a GoatSurf event, and that was with Patrick, so I've not done it on my own.
I
said that in the workshop too, but before I did this with Patrick, I thought like, oh, you know, no, because it's like indeed a bit vague and everything, but it was so nice and so welcoming, and it was such a nice event that I really would consider it, but I, for the moment, wouldn't do it on my own. I've had conversations with this, with my friend Julien, and we actually both thought, like, you know, as a duo, with two people, we would definitely do it. We think that it's a nice way to get to know people, and you're together in the situation, and you're, like, not too many people to not have new, like, to meet like new people, but you're not on your own. So that's how I would like to do it now, the first time that I really like sleep somewhere that I don't know the person. Yeah.
Okay.
It might also give a little bit more confidence if you, for example, for at least the first few times, I didn't do it, but I know people who did it. They stayed at a place with where a couple lived or a couple hosted. Like, that gave them a little more confidence because there was not a single guy or a single woman who hosted somebody, and you didn't know what you were really up against, what was her... Like, some people use couchsurfing to obviously hook up with somebody, and they might be a little strange at some point, and they might try to get a little closer to you, but at some point... if you stay at a couple's place, you can at least assure that they're just like maybe a normal couple, and it might give you some more confidence.
Yeah, I feel like you definitely trust it more.
Yeah.
Than if it was a person on their own. Well, I would.
I think it's easy for guys to do it as well. If they're on their own, then like
yeah.
A girl.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why I'd be happy to go just on my own, but to do couchsurfing. But if I was a female, I don't know.
For me, yes, it was quite
I definitely want my first experience to be with two people. So then you also just have someone to reflect on it afterwards,
yeah.
How it was. But maybe, I don't know, I don't want to say what I would do afterwards, but maybe if that's a good experience, I would dare to do it on my own. Or at least I would, for example, dare to go back to the people that I have met when I was with you. I don't know, I would first like to try it with two people and see what that gives and what I think about it afterwards.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. My first shocking experience with couchsurfing was actually in Zurich. I created a public trip and somebody was replying to it, and then I realized, oh, 50 years. That's quite an age difference. He could be like my older father. But in the end, when I stayed in London or in Slough at Robert's place, he was also already 59. It's such an age difference, but he hosted like two young people, me, a 21-year-old German, and another 18-year-old person also from Germany, with whom I in the end even toured like entire London while Robert was at work. So we had a quite nice time, and Robert did everything to make ourselves feel comfortable, and it was an unforgettable time. So the age sometimes doesn't really matter. It might shock you a little bit in the beginning, but as I said, it's always good to have, for example, a chat with the host besides the Couchsurfing platform, you should, for example, have a Skype call or something, or a Messenger Facebook call. Do have a little talk and get to know each other beforehand.
Yeah, it seems like a good idea. Is that what you have to do, or is that okay?
No, you don't have to do this. I do it to be more confident in the end with whom I'm coping with whom I have to cope, what habits he or she might have, and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, you will be staying in the house, so you want to talk to them at least a bit first.
I mean, as a blind person, I rely, of course, on my ears the most, and I would like at some point to hear the voice in beforehand, so I know what kind of person this is, and the voice also gives you a little bit more confidence.
Hmm. Is there anything else that you want to ask me?
No, actually not. But Silke, Eddie, as we were leading the workshop together, we did it like the third time already. How did you find this session, or the sessions we had so far?
Yeah, but for the bit I thought people were engaged, and it was good that a lot of them were like sharing how they go about things. I think we learned a couple of new things, learned about some new apps, about some new websites, and about how things like operate in different countries. So I think every time we do it, it's good to get like a different perspective from different people.
Every time we do it during the workshop, I'm sometimes like doubting whether we are telling useful stuff or whether we are interesting. And then in the end, people always come to us to say that they liked it and that they learned something and that it was a really good workshop. And I feel really good, and I'm happy that we can share our experience. And like Eddie said, we again learn some new things, and we again will update our workshop material with new stuff that we learned, so that we can pass on more and more to other people. And that's just really nice. Because in the end, this is a workshop that is not needed to be given by us. We just assembled a lot of information, but a lot of people know stuff.
As I said in the beginning, we are not the entire experts. Like, we also rely on the experience we have so far, and on experiences that other people were willing to share with us. So we're not the experts, but we are having the basic knowledge. We're willing to teach people and to learn stuff. And I must say that we learned quite a lot during the time where we were giving the workshop in Belgium, in Zadar, and now again in Belgium. So it was quite nice.
And I think on that note, we're all going to be, let's go there.
All right, if there is not anything else, I would like to thank you for the interview. I hope this thing has recorded everything. And thank you for being here. Thank you for the great time we had, and hope to see you soon.
All right, my fellow listeners, this has been another episode of The Way to My Personal Independence, and you know the drill. If there's anything you would like to ask, or if there's any feedback, don't hesitate to drop me a line at contact@patrickdembinski.org, or use the comment function below any post you like. Perhaps the recording quality of the interview was not as good as expected. I did my best recording things as good as possible and normalizing things in the end, but thank you for listening anyway. And stay tuned for the next episode of The Way to My Personal Independence, where I will probably share some more material concerning my London trip. Speaking of London, what do you think could this noise possibly be? Listening and thinking about that noise, what will possibly be your first guess? Feel free to share your opinion. I will reveal further details in the next episode of the podcast, where I will eventually talk about some recordings I took in London and share some audio impressions with you. Until then, have a good time and talk to you soon.